Bav Metzia Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bav Metzia Bavli, Daf Samachef. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Aleph on the base of the Mishnah at the top of the page. Shamin, power, v'chamo, v'chol dor shedarko la'asois v'lechol l'mechze. One can give over a cow or a donkey or any other animal that works and consumes to divide the profits, and the recipient supplies the various costs to maintain the animal, like food. Mokum shenagu l'achloikes v'ladois, miyad chokim. Mokum shenagu l'gadel, igadlu. In the place where the custom is to divide the offspring immediately, they should do so. But if the custom is for the recipient to raise them, then he should raise them. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Shomin Egel al Imoy v'siach im Imoy. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, when dividing the profits, one includes a calf together with its mother and a foal together with its mother. Also, a sharecropper may use part of the field's owner's profits to use for improving the field, even though the improvement will cause greater profits to be returned to the field owner, and there's no concern here of ribis. So the Gemara says, Tani, we have a brisa, Shom hu adam mechaver behemoth b'manas la'alois lo'i v'lad, echad, b'giza achas l'shana, tanagolis ba'asor beitzim l'chodesh. A person can give his friend an animal on condition it will bring the owner one child and one shearing per year, and with a hen it should bring in the owner 10 eggs per month. Hashama tanagolis mechaverta, metapeles be'efroichim kozman shesichim le'imon. A woman who accepts from her friend a hen to raise the chicks, she has to care for the chicks as long as they need their mother. Metavel b'behema daka shloshim yoim v'gasa chamishim yoim. A person must care for a small animal for 30 days and a large animal for 50 days. Rav Yosi omer b'daka shloshim chadoshim mipnei shetipula meruba. You have to care for a small animal for 3 months because they need a lot of care, and that's because they have small teeth. Beyond these times, his portion is the owner's and the evaluation is upon him, and we're going to explain this. Everything follows the custom of that region. What does it mean that his portion is the owner's and the evaluation is upon him? A person who gave his friend 100 dinars and earned through them 20 dinars, each of them receives half of the earnings. The friend can then take the owner's earnings and combine it with his own principal of 100 dinars, and those earnings now become like the principal, and the friend can now begin to earn from those earnings as well. People wouldn't do this. Rather, they divide at the end, and the recipient only receives a half of the profits. Asham behema lechaveiro, kamachaya ba'achuyusay behema tmeya, shnei masachodesh, ba'adam esim ba'arba chodesh. If a person accepted an animal to raise and divide the profits of the owner, how long is he responsible for it? So for an animal, 12 months, for a human, 24 months. Mokam shenagu la'alois secha kaseif lama'ois malin, v'ladois lebehema malin hakol kemenegem medina. In a place where the custom is to pay the recipient for investing the money, one should pay him. If he received young animals to raise and there were expenses involved, he has to pay for this. Now we come to Rav Shimon Gamliel's opinion. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Shomin. So now the Mishnah taught us, Rav Shimon Gamliel said that one assesses a calf together with its mother and a foal with its mother. Even in a place where they pay for carrying, there's no issue here of ribis. When one takes an animal to use to earn from, how long must he be responsible for it? Simchas says that for small animals, the amount of time is 12 months, and for she donkeys, it's going to be 14 months. Omad alav b'seich hazman shamin loy, ach hazman ein shamin loy. If he decided to dissolve the partnership during the time, then it has to be assessed. If it was after the time, it's not assessed. The reason is that care for the first year is not the same as care for the second year. In the first year, it requires a lot of care, and the profits are only small. In the second year, it requires less care, and the profits are higher. If one gives an animal for his friend to then later split the profits, he shouldn't care for it for less than for 12 months. Mesa Bakusya Yav Kule, Deloikut Bakusya Yav Palga. If it died through his negligence, he has to pay for all of it. If it died without negligence, he should pay for half. Kate said, now how would this be? Shama Bamana Bishpicha Bashav Masayim, Mesa Bakusya Yav Shelzov, Deloikusya Yav Chamishim Zuz. If he evaluated that it was worth 100 dinars and it improved until it was worth 200 dinars, meaning that the profit was 100 dinars, then he split, which is split half-half between them. If it died through negligence, he has to pay 6 gold dinars, which is 150 dinars, silver dinars, which includes the principal of 100 dinars and the owner's profit of 50 dinars. But if he wasn't negligent, he has to pay 50 dinars because he accepted responsibility for half of the principal, but he doesn't need to pay for the profit. Yechishu v'yafa 50 zuz, mesa b'kusya, yav 30 shel zav, zolei b'kusya, yav 50 zuz. If it deteriorated from 100 dinars and was only worth now 50 dinars, the loss is shared between them, so that now the owner has to claim 70, has a claim of 75 dinars of the animal. If it died through negligence, he has to pay the owner 3 golden dinars, which is 75 dinars. If he wasn't negligent, he has to pay 50 dinars, which is a half of its original value. Hashom behema michaveiroi, ein pochis mishem asachodesh. One who gives an animal to his friend, he shouldn't care for it for less than 12 months. Also ba kol yemei sachama, v'am alei lemeicha, v'yemei segeshomim, koifin oiso shiachila, kol yemei segeshomim. If he used it the entire summer and he wants to sell it in the rainy season, he can be forced to continue to feed it throughout the rainy season. If he fed it throughout the rainy season and he wanted to sell it in the summer, he can be forced to continue feeding it throughout the summer months. Tani, we learned in a brisa, Moshe Megam Leloime, Mafrin al Sadeu vein Choshesh Mishum Ribis. A sharecropper can borrow part of the field owner's profits to use for improving the field. There's no concern here of Ribis. Kate said, how would this be? Kibo Hemenu ba'asar kurim chitim, amalai ten li sela echar vani noisin lacha shnei masar kurin legoyren mutter. If he received on condition to give the owner 10 kur each year of the wheat that he produced, the sharecropper then can tell the owner, give me a sela and I'll invest it into the field and give you 12 kur for the threshing floor, and this will still be permitted. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Mipnei she'asadeh motzei lizbarich. Rabbi Yochanan says, the sela is not alone, it's for improving the field, which causes a better crop to harvest. Rish Lakish Omar nasik emaschei lo sadeh b'yoyke. Rish Lakish says, no, it's as if he rented out the field for a higher price. My bein ehoin, what would be a practical difference between these two? Chanus usfina, a shop, or a boat. Mandam Mipnei she'asadeh mutzuya lizbarich, mafin al chanus usfina. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it would apply even to a shop or a boat. But man da'ama nasik emaschil esade b'yoyke, chanos esfina ein mafrin, but according to Reish Tokish, it would not apply to a shop or to a boat. Am Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha, beferush pligi Rabbi Yochanan ama mafrin al chanos esfina, Reish Tokish ama ein mafrin. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha told us Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Tokish actually have an explicit argument over this. Rabbi Yochanan said that the permission applies to a shop or a boat, and Reish Tokish said it does not. Masnis the Messiah Reish Lakish, and we have a brisa that supports Reish Lakish. Ein mafin al chanus asfina, v'adara sheina oise begufoi. The brisa tells us one may not invest in this way, neither for a shop nor a boat, nor anything where he does not invest the money into the field itself.